Billions of years ago, a race of immortals harnessed the most powerful force in existence, the emerald energy of willpower. These immortals, the guardians of the universe, built a world from where they could watch over all of existence, the planet Oa. They divided the universe into 3,600 sectors. A ring powered by the energy of will was sent to every sector to select a recruit. In order to be chosen by the ring, it was said one must be without fear. Together, these 3,600 recruits formed the intergalactic peacekeepers known as the Green Lantern Corps. Of all the threats the Corps ever faced, the gravest was an entity of fear known as Parallax. Only the legendary Green Lantern Abin Sur was capable of capturing and imprisoning this beast, which he did on the lost planet of Riot.
Sinestro, I'm traveling at maximum velocity. Tell Ventara...
Ventara is dead.
The planet's inhabitants?
Your mission to evacuate them is no longer necessary. It's just as it was on Tarlok. Every life form destroyed and their essence absorbed. Traces of yellow power everywhere.
And the Guardians?
The Guardians are silent. I've demanded an orgasm with them.
Ah! Sorry, I gotta run. Make yourself at home, okay? There's water in the tap.
The Ferris Sabre 3 is state-of-the-art of artificial intelligence fighter planes. It has all of the flying and combat capability of a human pilot, but with none of the human error that comes with it.
Carl isn't just blowing smoke to get a contract, General. Your staff, these contractors, my office, we've all been part of this from the ground up.
Well, I appreciate that, Senator.
But today, the rubber meets the road. We have a simulated combat situation. Two Sabres against Carl's two best pilots.
Hey, Carol. It's gonna maybe do a little flying today. What do you think?
I think you're late.
Yes, but that's only because I slept in.
I used to sleep in. Then I turned 11. Let me give you a little heads up. I've gone up against these Sabres all week, and they have smoked me every time. There isn't anything you can do that they can't do better, faster, and without disappointing women everywhere.
I think we both know that's not true.
This is exactly why I didn't want you for this. My father did, and I would have gone with Jensen.
I'd have gone with Jensen, too, but unfortunately he's busy not being good enough.
At least he shows up. Hal, this test today, it's important.
I got it. I'm going to make you look good up there. Don't worry, okay? Now let's get these pants off and fly some planes.
Hi, Bo. Weapon check now.
Roger that.
Good morning, Mr. Ferris.
Good morning, everybody.
Gentlemen.
You about ready, Tom?
Yes, Mr. Ferris. We are go for test.
Sapphire. Cleared weapons hot at the merge.
Ferris test Sapphire. Weapons are hot. Are you safe, Ivo?
No. God damn it, Tom. What the hell you feed those things?
F-35s, what else?
Sapphire, if you got a clean shot, now'd be a great time to take it.
Easy, Highball. Just lining it up.
There's no way we're taking these out solo, Sapphire. Get over here, let's figure something out.
On my way, Highball.
Now stay right there and look real pretty.
Hi, Paul. Did you just use your wingman as a decoy?
Highball, those Sabres headed up to 6 can fly anywhere you can.
Now let's go somewhere I can't fly.
What the hell is he up to?
Coffin corner.
Highball, rules of engagement set ceiling at 50,000 feet.
Yeah, that's because the Sabres will stall if they go any higher, right, Tom?
And so will you.
Yeah.
Compressor stall. Compressor stall.
Damn it. Hal?
Your boy certainly takes his job seriously.
Ailerons, Hal. Side to side.
I got it.
Hal. Keep it warm for me.
Going through 25,000.
You okay there, Highball?
Yeah, just taking my victory lap.
Going through 20,000.
Okay, Highball, give me some roll.
How'd you read me?
Highball, you're approaching minimum ejection altitude. Highballs are below 10,000 ATL. Spin is unrecoverable. Eject, eject, eject.
You're not scared, are you, Dad?
Let's just say it's my job not to be.
You stupid son of a bitch.
Stand down, Bob. It doesn't matter now.
It does matter. Never mind that you crashed a brand new F-35. You broke the rules of engagement. You sacrificed your wingman. And you blew the contract that this company and half the state used to pay.
I'm sorry. I thought this was a dogfight. I was under the impression the objective was to win.
The objective was to show what the Sabres could do in actual combat. And in combat, no pilot is going to crater his own plane.
I did. Now you know you gotta boost the ceiling on your robots. I also showed you what they can't do.
You didn't have to make that point in front of the commander of Air Force Acquisitions.
That's enough, Carol. Since I'm going to have to lay off most of my company anyway, you're fired.
It's too late,
you don't
Carl,
get off that easy. He's not fired, and you don't quit. You're grounded, pending the results of an investigation.
Watch your back.
That's impossible.
You want to tell me what happened up there?
The control's locked
up. Don't give me that, Hal. You had a window when you could have recovered. Did you choke? You wouldn't be the first pilot it happened to, but I need to know.
My control's locked up. What the hell is all this anyway, huh? What's with the ridiculous suit? I know that your dad's been fucking for you to take over the company, but this is taking things a little bit far, don't you think? You're a pilot, Carol, and a good one. Giving that up to fly a goddamn desk is bullshit.
Hal, I like the business part, and I'm good at it, which, by the way, doesn't mean I'll never get in a cockpit again. It isn't one way or the other. That's the way a child looks at things, and we aren't children anymore. At least, I just don't want to see someone I care about getting hurt. Least of all you.
Thank you.
almost ended in tragedy. Witnesses say pilot Hal Jordan ejected at the last possible second before his jet crashed in the open desert. He's the son of the late Martin Jordan, who was killed in his own ill-fated test flight back in 1993. Now, we are told that Hal Jordan is doing fine right now, though we have yet to hear an official statement from Ferris Air.
But the devastating blow to the new Hey, how was work?
Oh, it was amazing, Jack. Thank you for asking. Hey, Janice, just
Help me out here because I'm really trying to understand this. Mm-hmm. Do you want to be like him so bad you need to die like him too? Is that it?
I
talked to Carl, Hal.
Oh.
He said you pushed the plane so far past its limits.
But that's my job. It was an accident. Everybody walked away.
Like a motorcycle accident? The one that put you in the hospital for a month?
You know, I miss all this quality family time. Good talk, Jack.
Jack, come on.
You okay?
Who's Jason?
In his room.
What?
Hey, Uncle Hal.
What's up there, Ace? This is the worst 11th birthday party I've ever been to. The dancing girls? Hey. Hey. I'm fine.
I guess I got a little freaked out or something.
It happens.
Not to you.
Look. I told you that you don't have anything to worry about. You want to know why? Yeah, I may be a total screw-up in every other part of my life, but the one thing I do know how to do is fly. Hey, got you something, birthday boy. Wrapped it myself.
Cool. It's an X-1, right?
Starfighter. My dad gave me that. Let's put it up.
What happened today? I mean, when you crashed.
Not really sure exactly.
Were you scared?
It's my job not to be. You know, you're totally missing your super lame birthday party. Beat it. Go, 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 go!
I'm glad you're okay.
Me too, Ace.
To a hospital, okay? Okay, one that carries purple blood.
The ring, it chose you. Take it. Place the ring in the lantern. Place the ring. Speak the oath.
What?
Great honor. Responsibility.
I don't understand. Please, hey, breathe. You just gotta breathe, okay? All you gotta do is breathe. Just breathe, okay?
Hey, no.
Hey, come on, man. No, don't do that. Hey, don't do that.
Oh, come on. Yo,
No.
Come again? That spaceship.
Yeah.
It's real?
It's real.
Okay. Just see what kind of power source
Tom using.
Do you understand what we could learn from?
We can't stay here.
What?
Gotta go.
What?
Pilot. He wore a uniform. I think he was a soldier. Give me this.
The post?
We're
gonna know someone was out there. I mean, alien pilots don't just bury themselves.
I couldn't just leave them there.
Well, I hope this thing isn't radioactive.
Yeah, well, you're the genius.
Oh! Jesus! Got it!
He said that the ring chose me. He said it was a great honor. Responsibility.
Responsibility?
Yeah.
You? Maybe on their planet, responsibility just means asshole.
Let's hope so.
Great light has gone out in the universe. Abin Sur is dead. Four of my lantern brothers killed. The inhabitants of two worlds annihilated by an unknown enemy. An enemy that possesses the yellow power of fear. We know it originated from somewhere within the Lost Sector. We know it grows more powerful with each encounter. According to Abin Sur's last transmission, he seemed to know what it was. His only words were, "It's parallax."
We are aware of the threat. We are assessing the situation.
While you assess, innocent lives will be lost. Let me take the fight to this new enemy.
There is much of which you are not aware, Sinestro.
If the danger is as great as we suspect...
What are you saying? You believe this enemy can defeat us? Guardians, if your faith in our power has faltered, let me renew it. Let me take a squadron of my strongest lanterns against this enemy, and I'll prove to you our best days are not behind us.
Dr. Hammond? Dr. Hector Hammond? We need to ask you to come with us.
Did Adam put you up to this?
Get out of the car, please.
Dr. Hammond. Amanda Waller. I must apologize for the theatrics, but the government does like its protocols. Please, follow me.
Is that what I think it is?
An alien life form, Doctor. The first that mankind has ever encountered, despite what the conspiracy theorist would have you believe. We want you to do the initial assessment of its physiology.
My God. Why me?
As a xenobiologist, your skills are specifically suited to the task. Beyond that, I'm not at liberty to tell you.
Hello?
Nose, ears, and mouth are humanoid. In the left anterior thoracic region is a 10-centimeter wound with jagged edges containing attached cyanotic-colored coagulum.
Okay, all right. Place the ring and speak the oath. The oath. Because everybody knows the oath. I used to sing it in camp. I, Hal Jordan, do solemnly swear to pledge allegiance to a lantern that I got from a dying purple alien in a swamp.
The epidermis's magenta appears transparent and is extremely thin, allowing visualization of muscles and individual muscle fibers.
To infinity and beyond. By the power of Grayskull. What the hell? Come on, if you can fly me 100 miles in the middle of nowhere, you'd think that you... No!
Brightest day. Blackest night. No evil shall escape my sight. Let those who worship evil's might. Beware my power. Green Lantern's light.
Everything okay in there?
It's fine.
Well, can I come in?
No. Yeah, no, because we're... Do you want to get a drink?
Can we talk?
Yeah. We can talk and drink.
Initial analysis.
Thank you, Doctor.
I don't need to tell you that the mere fact that it's humanoid is extraordinary. It's indicating a convergent evolution, or perhaps a common ancestry, and the implications of that are staggering. I mean, where did it come from? This could completely change the way that the world views itself. You imagine the way that the public will react to this? But I know that that won't happen. I do.
Like yourself, Doctor, I'm a seeker of truth. But the people who pay for facilities like this have other priorities and the power to enforce them.
So I keep it a secret.
People like us have to work within the system, Doctor. We do the best we can.
I'm sorry.
Did you just apologize? You haven't been replaced by an alien or something?
No. I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. Totally good. Do you think I'm irresponsible? No need to answer. That's fine.
Hal.
You look pretty. And we haven't been in this place together since that night.
You forgot it was my birthday.
Did I? That was also the night, the first time that we ever flew together.
Well, you've been flying ever since with anyone who'll be in the plane.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
come on.
No.
Oh, yeah. Let's go. Dance with me.
No.
The bedroom, dum, dum.
No.
I really am sorry.
It's okay. The contract isn't quite dead yet. I told you I was good at this.
I wasn't talking about the contract. Screwed this up. No. Even if I didn't go to the Air Force, I would have found some way to, you and me out of vomit.
Is that what you tell yourself?
What do you tell yourself?
That you were scared I was getting too close. You know what I spent my afternoon doing?
What?
Worrying about you. Hell, I went over every inch of the flight data. There was nothing wrong with the plane. What happened up there?
Thanks for the death.
Watch your back, Jordan. You cost us all our jobs, you son of a bitch. Pathetic. Bastard's been living off his old man's reputation his whole life.
My face is just getting warmed up.
Thank you.
Have you concluded admiring yourself?
Yeah.
Well, your ring translator is functioning properly. Your mask will appear when protection of your identity is required. There's no need for it on Oa.
Talking fish.
Actually, my race is Zadarian. Our DNA does somewhat resemble your own ichthyological species. I am Tom Array, protector of Sector 2813 and home to...
80,012 galaxies, 2.34 million sentient species... How do I know that?
The induction process. It activates the ring's higher functions, including a working knowledge base. In truth, we were curious. The process had never been attempted on a species as young as humans before. As you are the first to be chosen, I have been sent to welcome you here.
And here is?
Welcome to Oa. This planet has been our home for countless millennia. It was created for us by the Guardians.
Guardians?
There stands their citadel. They are immortals among the most ancient of races. They made all you see and are responsible for all we are and do. Since time immemorial, the Green Lantern Corps has served as the keepers of peace, order, and justice throughout the universe. To be chosen to join its ranks is the highest of honors. And the greatest of responsibilities.
Yeah, that part I heard about.
We're going to fly now.
Fly?
Absolutely.
All right. I can do that.
Join me.
I can do that.
Ha, 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 ha.
the energy that's generated from the central battery. Its power comes from the will of every living creature in the universe. It in turn charges your lantern, which in turn charges your ring. Even your suit is comprised entirely of energy.
What's with all the green?
Green is the color of will. The Guardians harnessed will because it's the strongest source of energy in the universe.
There's so many.
The stars you can see from your home planet on the clearest night. Your sector is 1,000 times larger. And 3,600 lanterns, each with a sector, just as vast.
Lanterns, I've called you here to this unprecedented gathering because we face an unprecedented danger. Our four lantern brothers were killed by an enemy called Parallax. An enemy we don't yet fully understand. We do know it's powerful enough to destroy entire civilizations. Powerful enough to defeat even Abin Sur, our finest warrior, whose light can never be replaced. The Guardians have charged me to lead a squadron of our strongest lanterns in an assault on Parallax. We will seek out and find this enemy. And we will destroy it. Alone, we are now vulnerable. United, we are still invincible. We have never been defeated. Will we be defeated now? It was for this moment that we were created. But I don't need to tell you your duty. I don't need to tell you who we are.
Your will turns thought into reality. To master the ring, you must learn to focus your will and create what you see in your mind. The ring's limits are only what you can imagine.
Do that again.
Now you try. Concentrate. The ring will inform you where there is an imminent threat. This particular threat's name is Kilowog. He'll be your combat training officer.
Never let your guard down, Pooser. Welcome to Ring Slinging 101, or as I like to call it, the worst day of your worthless life. The human ain't never seen one before. You smell funny.
I smell funny.
Yeah, I heard about humans. Think you're the center of the universe. You want to be a lantern? You gotta commit to the core. All right, Pooser. Let's see what you got. Constructs are only going to be as strong as your will, and your will is pathetic. I'm going to work you, and I'm going to hit you until your will is strong enough to be worthy of the core. Next lesson. Feel that? Just the gravitational pull of your average sun makes flying through space very dangerous. The bigger you are, the quicker you burn. Gravity's a bitch. Here, let me help you. Remember, your enemy, he's not gonna play fair.
Well, that's good advice. Thanks, Gorgeous.
So, this is the human.
When I learned Evan Sur's ring had chosen you, I said there had to be a mistake. I see nothing to change my mind. I'll take it from here, Kilowog. The core is only as strong as its weakest link, and I will tolerate no weak links. You understand? Leave afraid, human. Leave afraid.
Don't. Don't do that.
Shall we?
Sure.
The sword. Oh, human. I do believe I smell fear. I'm a Green Lantern. I fear nothing. Fear is the enemy of will. Will is what makes you take action. Fear is what stops you and makes you weak. Makes your constructs feeble. You must ignore your fear. When you're afraid, you can't act. When you can't act, you can't defend. If you can't defend, you die. You reek of fear, Hal Jordan. Evan Sur was a great warrior. My mentor. My friend. You insult his memory by wearing his ring.
I'm done. He's right. I'm only human. We're not ready to defend the universe. Up until a few days ago, we thought we were the only ones in the universe.
The ring chose you. It wouldn't have done so if it hadn't seen something in you.
Oh, yeah?
Something you yourself don't yet see. The ring never makes a mistake.
But this time it did.
These little critters that we've been calling bacteria weren't bacteria at all. They were an entirely different type of primitive prokaryotic cell.
These little buggers, called archaeans, are still poorly understood. But might turn out to be different from bacteria. But might turn out to be as different from bacteria as bacteria is from us. Some people call them extremophiles because they live in the most extreme environments on Earth, such as
so boring.
The boiling waters of a geyser.
What a loser.
Michael! What did you say?
I didn't say anything.
Did you just call me a loser?
Holy shit, I couldn't think
it. Freak!
You need to get some sleep, son. Have a seat.
What can I do for you, Dad?
Well, actually, you've already done. For me and for your country.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about you impressing a whole lot of very important people.
Where did you get that?
I'm on a subcommittee overseeing the agencies involved. Top secret.
It was you. That's why they chose me.
Because of this, we're going to be able to get you a top post on the inside now, helping oversee the entire operation.
There are scientists that work their whole lives for this. Mm-hmm. People more qualified.
And less connected. Don't be naive, son. It's the way the world works. You have to seize an opportunity when it presents itself.
I'll never get it. Just wasting his life away.
Bill! How are you? I'm terrific. No, just finishing up a meeting. Got plenty of time.
I saw this creature induce fear in our finest warriors and then feed on that fear. There's more. We've tracked its trajectory. Parallax is headed for Oa. Never before has an enemy dared attack us here. You must tell me what you know.
Will has always been our sole weapon against the forces of darkness in the universe. But as that power began to seem insufficient, a great debate arose among us. Should we exploit another source of power, one we had long since sworn should never be used? Fear. But the power of fear was too unpredictable, the chance of corruption too great. And so we decided against it. All of us, that is, except one. Alone, this guardian entered the Forbidden Chamber. He wanted to prove the light of fear could be mastered. His intentions were pure, but his hopes were naive. Consumed by the yellow power of fear, the Guardian became the evil he had wished to destroy. He became Parallax. For the universe's safety and his own, Abin Sur was charged with imprisoning Parallax in the Lost Sector.
But he escaped.
Feeding on the fear of others,
He grew larger, more powerful.
And is now headed here to take his revenge on you and destroy the core. Then we have no choice. We must prepare to harness the power of our enemy and fight fear with fear. To protect our sectors, we must be able to defend ourselves. We must forge a yellow ring.
Pilot I've ever seen.
Or the best. I'm sure.
I've been called both, sir.
Glad you could make it, son.
Frankly, I was a little surprised I got the invite.
Oh, your family, huh? You know, I always say there are thinkers in this world and there are doers, and you are one of the doers.
Yeah, but you know, the thinkers make what I do possible. I wouldn't have a plane to fly in unless someone thought it up.
Of course. Excuse me, I need a drink.
And I gotta get back to work. This is work.
Yes, sir.
Nice to see you, sir.
You too.
Me too.
Nice.
Yeah, my dad used to train in that.
I was talking about your dress.
Nice jacket. Last time I checked, you didn't even own one.
Yeah, I've been shaking up the wardrobe lately. Congratulations on the contract. How'd you manage to pull that off?
I pointed out you only won because you broke the rules of engagement, and Tom figured out how to give the Sabres more altitude. So, I guess, in a way, without even meaning to, you actually did us a favor.
Look, I'm uncomfortable with the word hero.
Thank you all for joining us. Great evening. Somebody very special I'd like to thank for helping us to nail this contract. My daughter, Carol Ferris. Come on.
Congratulations, Carol. I take one look at you, young lady, or at Hal Jordan over there, spitting image of his dad. You give us hope. A toast to our future. We're in good hands.
Hector! Oh my God, hey!
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Here's to you and Hal, the future.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I know it couldn't have been easy growing up with your dad. But hey, you're doing great, so.
I'm doing great. He's right, though. I'm not a doer. Although I did get to examine an alien body recently. That was very cool. I can't tell anyone about it, but. Hey, you know, you can't have everything.
He's telling you another one of his science fiction stories?
What the hell's wrong with him? Can't keep his mouth shut.
You really do have a creative imagination.
Senator, I apologize. We really must go.
Good night, Carol.
Senator!
Hey!
Senator, thanks very much.
the crash crew here. Our helicopter's going down.
Racetrack.
Yeah.
That's the best you could come up with for your first big appearance. Racetrack.
I'm sorry. Did I disappoint you? I materialized a racetrack out of pure energy, saving hundreds of people, and you're disappointed. I'm sorry about that.
No, I want to see this stuff. You're going to have to show me.
Oh, I don't think that's a good idea.
Come on, I want to see this stuff, you know? I want to see the outfit.
I'm sitting here in my apartment. What do you want me to do?
No, I love you, but being your best friend's no picnic.
It's for emergency.
You owe me. Al, I want to see it.
Fine. Hold on to your glasses. Question. You ready to have your mind blown?
Yeah.
Ring. Finger.
Did you break it already?
I didn't break it. Okay, it's just... it's out of juice. I have to recharge it. Now pay attention.
Ah, green! Wow.
I know, right?
Woo!
Not bad, huh? You're a superhero.
Don't they always get the girl?
A chance to say goodbye. Are you okay?
Yeah, no, I'm glad to have a chance to thank you.
Just doing my job. No thanks necessary, miss.
No, it is. You saved my life. You saved all of our lives. That was a very... Hal?
Miss?
Hal? Oh my god! Oh my god, Hal!
How did you know it was me?
What do you mean? I've known you my whole life! I've seen you naked! You don't think I would recognize you because I can't see your cheekbones? What is this? Why is your skin green? Why are you glowing? What the hell is with that mask?
It came with the outfit. Cool, huh?
So it all works because of this magic ring?
No, there's no such thing as magic. Intergalactic green peacekeepers, thousands of them, but no, I'm not making it up.
Well, I mean, when we were kids, who'd have thought?
I did, actually. I called this early on. I said one day I'll be a green space cop. Here I am.
Okay, so at the party, how did you make that big green ramp thing?
Anything I see in my mind, I can create. I just have to focus.
Anything?
Anything. Happy birthday. Better late than never.
Okay, so how does it work? They just, call you on your cell, cat in a tree, downtown Milky Way?
No, I don't think it works exactly like that. Well, technically speaking, I actually sort of, quit.
What do you mean? How?
Well, I mean, it's a lot like quitting anything else, really.
I don't understand. How do you walk away from something like that? Is this even possible?
Oh, I think we both know I'm pretty good at walking away.
If for once you didn't quit something you cared about, what's the worst that could happen? Well, thank you. This has been really fun.
I know. I made a lot of mistakes.
Look, Hal, I'm not mad at you. I feel bad for you, really. You've been given so much, so often. And you just...
Something I'd like to show you. Something I'm fairly certain you'll want to see.
Ah!
Genesis mnemonic data. I can see your memories.
Son, this is my fault. But I'm gonna fix it. We're gonna get you well again. Whatever it takes.
I don't know what you're talking about.
We detected traces of a second alien life form buried within the body of the first. You've been exposed.
I've never felt better in my life.
We know everything, son.
To be chosen to join its ranks is the highest of honors and the greatest of responsibilities. The ring never makes a mistake.
It's gonna be all right. They just need to run some tests, that's all.
Keep him under.
I only want what's best for you.
The alien was one of you.
How did we end up so different?
Sit down!
Now, how's Carol?
I came out wrong.
Please.
I know I'm not going to be alone.
Look how I feel bad for you, really. Good night.
You're just as much of a failure as I was.
But just as afraid.
Well, I used to fight my fear. But now that I've tasted its true power, I'll never go back.
Suffer the same fate. Once I have devoured your world, I will have all the strength I need to defeat the core and destroy the Guardians.
Let me get this straight. This thing that's out there attacking planets is connected to Hector.
Somehow it infected him after it killed Adam, sir.
Well, you're just gonna have to stop it.
Oh, I'm just gonna have to stop it. Well, I tried that and I failed, and the senator died. I told you the ring made a mistake.
Wait, go back. How did the ring make a mistake?
The one thing that a Green Lantern is supposed to be is fearless. Fearless is the job description. That isn't me.
So you're just gonna walk away again? Explain this to me, Hal. Please explain to me just once why.
Because I'm afraid.
You don't think your dad ever felt afraid?
If he did, he'd figure out some way to beat it.
Yeah, well, there's a word for that. Courage.
They said that the ring wouldn't have chosen me if it didn't see something. Something I don't see yet.
I see it. I always have. The ring didn't see that you were fearless. It saw that you had the ability to overcome fear. It saw that you're courageous. But you are. Just like your dad.
The Lantern is a threat. Eliminate him.
Ready. Once I've mastered its power, I'll begin training the core to do the same. The Earth will be lost. We'll be ready to make a stand against Parallax before it reaches over. Then the power of the enemy will be ours.
At what cost?
You dare enter this chamber.
I need your help. You gotta help me save my world.
I know that humans aren't the strongest species,
or the smartest.
We're young, we have a lot to learn, but we're worth saving. This new weapon of yours, you can't use it. Once you cross that line, once you've given into fear, you'll never go back. I've seen it. Look, I know right now you're afraid.
You dare accuse the Guardians of feeling fear?
Yes, I do. And that's exactly why Parallax is beating you, because you're afraid to even admit you're afraid. I know. I spent my entire life doing it. You know, we have a saying on Earth. We say, I'm only human. We say it because we're vulnerable. We say it because we know we're afraid. It doesn't mean we're weak. Help me save my planet. Don't give in to fear. Fight it. Fight it with me.
Your words are compelling, young human. But as immortals, we must measure our actions over billions of years and the fate of the universe. We simply cannot risk losing everything on the chance you might be right.
Then don't. Don't risk any more lives. Just mine. Let me go fight for my world, and I'll show you that will is stronger than fear.
There is no way you can succeed. You will die, Haltor.
And I'll die trying. Good luck, Green Lantern.
Do that. Look closely. She's beautiful, isn't she? I loved her from the moment I first saw her. But she could never see me as you were always standing in the way. But not anymore.
No! No! Don't do this! Hector! Please. Please. I know how you feel.
Come on! Look at yourself!
No, I know what it's like to not live up to expectations, to feel like nothing that you do will ever be good enough. I know what it's like to be afraid. Let me help you.
Oh, you've changed. How wonderful that all it took for you to grow up was the end of the world. Now it's my turn. And if I can't be like you, I'm gonna make her like me. And let's face it, once she's like me, then you wouldn't be very interested. Now would you?
Why can't you? Why can't you be like me?
Huh?
Let her go. And he can have it. You can do anything. Be anything. Take it. Let her make the choice.
Wow! Now bring her down.
Oh. I lied.
I lied too. You see, the way it works is you have to be chosen.
Dogfight, remember?
Those were a couple of jets.
Unbeatable jets. The ring chose me for a reason. This is why. Look, it's probably not.
Come on.
feel your fear growing. You will be dead soon.
Christ. Black.
And when you're gone, I'll destroy everything you ever loved.
No evil shall escape my sight.
Your family, your home, your planet will be no more.
But those who worship evil's might.
The entire human race will be wiped out because you, Hal Jordan, were afraid.
Beware my power. Green Lantern's light!
His time wearing the ring has been brief. Hal Jordan's defeat of Parallax will be remembered as long as the Corps exists. His actions are a reminder of why the ring chose each of us. To overcome fear and destroy evil wherever it may hide. As lanterns, we must fight with all our will. Our wills haven't always been united. It's time they were.
Can I train them? Or can I train them?
You're impertinent, Hal Jordan. You're rash, volatile, opinionated. It seems Abin Sur found another just like himself.
Thank you.
We're getting used to that.
My new job requires that I travel. Be away for a while. Away. Never gone.
Hal.
Yeah.
Can you take off the mask? That's really cool.
Lanterns who have ever worn the ring, there was one whose light shined brightest. At first, his humanity was thought to be a weakness, and yet it proved to be his greatest strength.